This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. There is violence today in Gaza. Hamas security forces today opened fire at a mass rally commemorating the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. It was the largest public display of support for the rival Fatah movement since Hamas seized control of the Gaza Strip in June. 5 people were killed in the clashes and at least 31 were wounded. Meanwhile, there are reports that Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has disclosed plans to release more than 400 Palestinian prisoners in a goodwill gesture ahead of U.S.-sponsored peace talks that are scheduled for later this month. Closer to home, federal investigators have opened a criminal investigation into the oil spill in San Francisco that leaked some 58,000 gallons of fuel oil into the San Francisco Bay. Last week, a container ship from Asia rammed into the Bay Bridge, ripping a gash into its fuel tank. Initial reports by Coast Guard officials say that the disaster could have been caused by human error. Federal officials are interviewing crew members today. And thousands of miles away in the Black Sea, rescuers have recovered the bodies of 3 sailors after a Russian oil tanker spilled at least 560,000 gallons of fuel oil. 5 other sailors are still missing. A massive storm split the Russian tanker in half and also sank 2 Russian freighters that were nearby. Officials say it's a devastating environmental disaster that could take years to clean up. And today is the federal holiday commemorating Veterans Day. Ceremonies were held around the country yesterday, and schools, government offices, and businesses are closed today. But Sunday, one World War II veteran marked the day by jumping out of an airplane like he did back in the war. President George Herbert Walker Bush is 83 years old and just had hip replacement surgery, but none of that is keeping him from a skydiving adventure. It was part of celebrations marking the grand reopening of Bush Sr.'s presidential museum that had been under renovation. It was his 6th jump ever and the first since he celebrated his 80th birthday 3 years ago. As with that jump, this time Bush was strapped to an expert from the Army Golden Knights parachute team. Bush spoke to reporters when he was safely on the ground.
It all worked out. I was in his lap on the plane, and then he strapped me all in. These guys were right at the side, and it was very reassuring and just wonderful.
Bush's first parachute jump was in 1944 when his plane was shot down over the Pacific Islands during World War II. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel.